In the beginning of Perek Lamed Beis, in yesterday's shir, the Alter Rebbe said that in order to love another Jew, all other Jews, as yourself, v'ahavta l'reacha kamecha, you have to see all Jews as being parts of one body. And just as it's inconceivable that the right hand should hate the left hand or punish the left hand, so it is with all Jews being of one body, being the different parts of the body. It's inconceivable that one Jew should hate another Jew or punish another Jew. However, this realization, coming to this level, to this madrega, depends on how the person sees himself. If he sees himself as an animal soul and a body, in other words, as an individual human being, then he and the other person are separate. He doesn't see a connection. He doesn't see them as being one. But if he looks at himself and appreciates the neshama within him, the fact that he's a Jew, then when he looks at another Jew, he sees himself. He sees the oneness of all Jews as being one body, and therefore he loves him as he loves himself, kamecha. And then he loves every Jew, because when you look at the neshama, then all neshamas are one, and the separation comes only from the body, and to him the body is unimportant and despised. In today's shiur, on page 421, for the 24th of Adar, the Rebbe explains it further. Because the body is despised and dismissed by the person, so he looks only at the neshama, v'hanefesh v'haruach, and concerning the neshama, mi yedeya gdulosan umayloson b'sharshan umakeiran belikim chayim. Who knows the greatness of a neshama in its source? When you look at the person, you can think that the person is a lowly person, a lesser person. But if you're considering the neshama, in the neshama it could be that the neshama of a lesser person, of a lowly person, comes from a higher place, has a higher source than the neshama of the greater person. So in their root, belikim chayim, in their source, where all neshamas come into this world from the level called Elikim Chayim, we don't know what this neshama is like in that source. Elikim Chayim is plural because it is the origin of neshamas that get separated and come down on different levels and in different forms into this world. Therefore, the source of those distinctions of the plurality of neshamas is also called Elikim in plural, because it is the origin of and the source of the plurality. So in that level, which is basically Bina, there the neshama could be greater. In the neshama of the lower person could be greater than the neshama of the greater person. And therefore he doesn't look down at the lower person, at the lower Jew, because he's aware of the neshama. He takes into consideration the neshama of the Jew, and the neshama, who knows the greatness of a neshama in its source. Bishagam, and what's more, ishakulon masimes, that all souls are actually equal, they're all the same, on a higher level. On a level higher than Elikim Chayim. In an earlier origin, in an earlier source, the neshamas are all the same. And what's more is that an even higher level, in the ultimate origin, is Av Echad Lekulono, all souls are actually one. Not only equal, but one. Because we come from Av Echad, from one Father, from one God, and there we are all one. And that's why all Jews are called brothers, literally, not only figuratively, because of the common source in Hashem Echad. There we are actually one, and brothers are one with each other because they come from the same Father, from one Father. Raksha gufim mechulakim, it's only the bodies that separate one neshama from another, and since to him the neshama is the main thing, and the body is insignificant and despicable, therefore he feels the brotherhood with every other Jew, and can love every other Jew as himself, as part of himself. Those who are the opposite, those to whom the body is essential and the soul is secondary, they identify with their body, and the their Jewishness, the fact that they are Jews, are secondary to them. Between them, between people who make their body their main identity and their Jewishness secondary, between them there can be no true love and brotherhood. They can have only a love based on an external consideration, based on seichel, based on virtues. And as we said before, a love based on a virtue is dependent on that virtue. If the virtue should disappear, the love disappears as well. Tela hadavar betela ava. If the thing which brings them together is lost, then the love is lost as well. In the Hayem Yem, for the 24th of Adar Aleph, the Rebbe writes that Admor Hantzoi Ono Reb Hillel Paricher Al Shei Lossi. The Mikla Rebbe answered Reb Hillel Paricher on his question. Im Yachzer Chasidus, Reb Hillel asked whether he should Chazer Chasidus, whether he should say my Mazim, Gamba Ayoreis She'an Sheihem Ein Lahem Musig B'Chasidus. Even in those cities where the people of the city didn't understand Chasidus. Reb Hillel used to travel a lot as a shadar. He would come to various cities, and he would chazer chasidus. So he asked whether he should say maimorim in those cities where the people didn't understand chasidus. And for this, the Mittler Rebbe answered that divrei chasidus has the neshama. The neshama hears the chasidus. Uchsiv v'neizlin min levonim. And it says that it flows, the Pasuk says, it flows from Lebanon. Flowing from Lebanon. The Mittler Rebbe explained that Levonin is made up of two words, Lev-Nun. Lev-Nun. Lev is a reference to Chachma, and Nun is a reference to Bina Shebe Neshama. The Chachma and the Bina of the Neshama. Lev is 32, the 32 paths of Chachma, and Nun is 50, the 50 gates of Bina. So, the Neizlin min Levonin, it flows from Levonin, from the Chochma and Bina of the Neshama that hears the Chasidus, from there it flows. And as the Neshama heard, when the Neshama hears Chasidus, is Neizel v'Neitef, it drips and it flows. In the Ha'oretz HaNeshama versus Mechayedem Guf, the Chasidus flows down into that part of the Neshama that gives life to the body. When Ezvert Achizuk, and that strengthens. It strengthens the person in the Vasei Teif and the Machmitzus Esa, in the performance of the good, which is the 248 positive mitzvahs, when in them Sur Meizah, and it brings a strengthening in the avoidance of evil of the 365 mitzvahs Leis Esa, the negative commandments, the prohibitions. He won't look at the other person's animal soul. Because animal souls is what separates one Jew from another, which is what makes them not all part of the same body. And therefore, if he's going to love the other person, he will love him for a reason that he has discovered, for a goodness that he discovers within him, which is called a love dependent on a third thing, Ava Tluya Bedavar. Whereas the person who despises his body, his animal soul, his joy is his neshama. When he looks at another Jew, he looks at the neshama of the other Jew. And in the neshama, we are truly one person. All neshamas are part of one whole. In the Hayem Yem, for the 23rd of Adar Aleph, the Rebbe writes that Harabonim u'Baile Teira, the rabbis and the scholars, Nikroyim Einei Ha'eda V'Roshei Alfei Yisrael, they are called the eyes of the community and the heads of the community. U'Kishaharosh Hu Bori, Azai Gam HaGuf Bori. And when the head is healthy, then the rest of the body is healthy as well. The interdependence of all Jews as one big body.